The Alice Report evaluates what's considered a survival budget to cover the basic needs of housing, food, health care, child care, and transportation. The Alice acronym identifies families that are asset limited, income constrained, and employed. Of the 4.6 million households in Ohio, nearly 1.2 million are considered Alice. So 26% of Ohio households have income above the federal poverty level, meaning they don't qualify for aid, but they're below what's considered the basic cost of living threshold. The study combines that percentage with households in poverty, currently measured at 14%, for a snapshot of the household struggling. The Alice measurement varies from a low of 22% in Delaware and Warren counties to a high of 56% in Athens County. Franklin County measured 24%. Ohio United Way President and CEO Stephen Holland offered additional startling statistics.
According to the Federal Reserve in 2015, 47% of the households could not cover an emergency expense of $400. 47% could not cover it. And then 24% of Ohio households do not have enough net worth to subsist at the poverty level for 3 months. It's when you say asset limited, it is asset limited. There is, and then so they work two jobs, they work three jobs in a household, and they are surviving, but they are not moving up the socioeconomic ladder. They are not with these positions. It's not enough to save for an emergency that might come along.
Reasons for so many Alice households include the abundance of low-wage jobs in Ohio, so the basic cost of living continues to outpace wages. Joelle Thomas Jones spoke as part of the Columbus Metropolitan Club panel, sharing a story of how she lost her job after several years with a company that changed ownership. She spent the next 9.5 months searching for a job, depleting her savings that she worked so long to build up. Currently, the director of energy assistance programs with the Community Action Partnership of Greater Dayton, Thomas Jones, referred to Alice as the new look of poverty.
So when we talk about struggling families, at least I have an image, maybe homeless, shabby housing. But what we're finding specifically in my job, and especially in Dayton, is that Alice live right next door to you. They are at the football games on Friday. They are walking their dogs. Alice families look like everyone else, but they are the invisible. So what are we doing in Dayton? Everything that we possibly can to ensure and make sure that these families are plugged in and connected, which is difficult because sometimes Alice families don't consider themselves to be those who would take part in social services.
The problem extends beyond the social service spectrum, according to Akron Deputy Mayor and Chief of Staff James Hardy. He expects it to be an issue city and county governments must address.
We know those that are living below the federal poverty line. We have structures in place. We can, and we do often, argue how effective they are. But we have structures in place. But what happens if you make just enough that you don't qualify for that? And all of the reasons that Joelle talked about in terms of you've never had to ask for assistance before, you wouldn't even know necessarily how to go about doing that. We don't have a lot of structures in place. So from a city leadership perspective, this is really one of the greatest challenges Ohio cities are going to have to face, which is what are the impacts at a city level of income inequality? You're employed, but the inability to make enough to be able to live and support your family at the same time.
With the report, Ohio United Way hopes to draw awareness to the problem and at least begin a conversation to figure out the best strategies and policy solutions. It's a discussion United Way leaders hope to have with municipalities and service groups, but also employers. I'm Mike Foley, WCBE News.